means? It means not fleeing the arena. This is patience. What does piety mean? It means taking complete care of oneself. Piety means this in every area. The best of provisions is piety. Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 197. Wherever in the Quran, piety means complete care of oneself, just like a person who walks on a scrubland wearing a long garment, such as the garment of us clergy. Well, one takes care not to let the thorns get stuck in our clothes. We take care step by step. We look under our feet and we look for places where there are fewer thorns. We look under our feet and we look forward. This is piety. Piety, which is commonly defined as fear of God, means this. Fear of God has such a meaning. It means taking care not to take action against God's commands.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. so to thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may his blessings be upon his messenger endlessly, and his salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for thee. I ask thee concerning the complaints of thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask thee, O he who owns all objects of need which are granted by his will and hastened to his desire, that thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that thou willst, and givest me mercy from thee. Forgiveness decreases thee not, and giving injuries thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from thee: the facility to obey thee at its beginning, and the favor of thy forgiveness at its end. O he who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Please be with us.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Sunday, is the 29th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Ordibehisht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 39 to 42.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان.
Then on that day, none will be asked about his sin among men or jinn.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ.
The criminals will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Following an account of the formative occurrences of resurrection, the blessed verse 39 treats of the state of sinners on that day, saying that jinn and men shall not be questioned concerning their sins, since everything shall be evident on the day of emergence and faces reflect everything. However, the point is that the day of resurrection shall be a very long day, and man has to pass different paths and stations and spend some time at each place. In this part, our topic, keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. We all know that one of the purposes of Ramadan is for us to develop taqwa. Ramadan is like a training period for us. Hence, we shall try to follow the rhythm throughout the whole year. Generally, habits take around 21 days to form. Therefore, after the 30 days of Ramadan, we shall aim that whatever we learned in the month is carried forward to the rest of the year. May Allah keep us on the right path and give us the motivation to make every month as blessed as the month of Ramadan. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we're going to be concerned with our duties regarding the effects of the month Ramadan in us throughout the year. Since this kind of fasting brings about, thorough fasting or complete fasting brings about the divine attention and divine grace because of our sincere observances of these rites and rituals, it would be very much desirable to receive such divine grace, not only in the month of Ramadan, which is especially selected for receiving the divine grace. Rather, we find that the month Ramadan, the effects of the psychological or ritual effects of the month Ramadan may and should be extended to other year, other months throughout the year. That is, although in other months of the year we are permitted to eat and drink, however, we must be attentive to our religious duties, to the religious capital that we have received throughout observing the Ramadan rituals, and to be able to benefit from this religious capital throughout the year, up to the next Ramadan to come. Because of this, we are expected to practice piety in other months of the year. It would be really pointless to observe religious piety in the month Ramadan and to ignore it altogether in other months of the year. It means that it would mean that we believe in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the month Ramadan, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present throughout the year, no doubt. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present everywhere and at any time, so we have to believe, we have to behave in such a way that our behavior and our way of, our mode of treating other people indicates that we believe in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, it's expected to internalize in ourselves the ritual or spiritual effects of the month Ramadan and the benefit that we receive from this religious capital. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
IRIB English Radio, and today's special you're listening to. Now we have some ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. In this part, practice Islamic spirituality in your daily routine. Dear friend, gathering at your local mosque for nightly prayers may be over after Ramadan. However, there are other ways to incorporate faith-based practices in your day-to-day basis besides answering the regular call to prayer. If you live near a mosque, consider praying there during other prayers time besides Friday prayers. Pray as a family to form closer bonds with your parents or your children, living with housemates. Praying together is one way to get to know them better. Make it a point to dua after every prayer and before going to sleep at night. The other way is this one. You can dhikr and supplicate at any time of the day. Try it next time you'll stuck in traffic or even during your workouts. And the other one is making time to recite the Quran daily. Accompany your reading with a good translation to build a better understanding of Islam. As previous episodes of today's special, that we looked at some ways to promote better health by fighting inflammation, we continue that. While acute inflammation is a normal immune process used to help fight off infections, chronic inflammation can have serious consequences for your health. Research shows that inflammation may be involved in the development of chronic conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and arthritis. Some studies have found that fasting can help decrease levels of inflammation and help promote better health. One study in 50 healthy adults showed that the intermittent fasting for 1 month significantly decreased levels of inflammatory markers. Another small study discovered the same effect when some fasted for 12 hours a day for 1 month.
One of the most important things to keep in mind when we try to maintain our spirituality is, you know, there's a beautiful conversation between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this was after the Prophet delivered his famous month of Ramadan sermon. After the Prophet delivered this sermon, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib approaches the Prophet. And he asks him, and many of you are familiar with this exchange. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, ma afdalu al-a'malu fi hadha ash-shahr? What is the best thing to do in this month, in the month of Ramadan? What does the Prophet say? And by the way, the question that the Imam is asking doesn't only apply to the month of Ramadan. This is the best thing that you can do in the month. If it's the best thing to do in the month of Ramadan, then you can imagine that it's probably the best thing to do in life. مَا أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالُ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ? What is the best thing to do in this month? Listen to what the Prophet says. He says, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالُ الْوَرَعْ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. The best thing that you can do is to refrain from committing sin.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanallah.
مفتوح لا يهوي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يهوي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and let us bid farewell to Ramadan as taught us by the Prophet's 16th infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, at the end of a lengthy supplication in the Divine Court. All praise belongs to Allah, who assisted us to observe the fasting of this month and maintenance of prayers during it, and enabled me to reach the last of its rice.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith and tradition, which has been narrated and related from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it is regarding the reasons why our prayers are, the responses to our prayers are delayed. As you know, we're approaching the end of Ramadan. We ask Allah Ta'ala for the acceptance of all your prayers and our prayers in this month. This was a very beautiful month, and we had the opportunity to pray in it and make dua in it. It's possible that a lot of our duas still haven't been answered. No problem. In this hadith, we're going to look at some of the reasons why our prayers might not be answered as quickly as we would like. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, a delay in response, meaning a delay in the response to our prayers, should not dishearten you. Meaning don't be disheartened if you see that your prayers aren't being answered as quickly as you would want. For verily, the grant from Allah, the granting of the prayer, the granting of the request that we make from Allah, is proportional to the sincerity of your intention. This could be one of the reasons why the prayer has yet to be answered. We weren't sincere in our request, in our prayer that we made to Allah. By sincerity, we mean we were asking from Allah, but really we were under the impression and assumption that somebody else besides Allah might be able to grant our request. Then the Imam says, and maybe the response has been delayed in order for it to be a greater reward for the one who asked. and a greater bestowal for the hopeful one. Meaning it's possible that Allah didn't grant you your response because He's waiting. He wants to give you something better than what you asked for. In continuation, the Imam says, or maybe you asked for something and it was not given to you, and instead you are to be granted something better sooner or later. Or it may have been kept away from you for your own good. Maybe the thing you were asking for was not in your best interests, you know, and maybe it was harmful for you, bad for you, but we just can't realize it, we don't understand it, you know. God in His infinite wisdom understands what's best for us, and He knows that what we're asking for is not really in our best interest, and therefore, He doesn't grant it to us. Maybe He has something better prepared for us. We just have to wait and see. The Imam then says, for many a matter that you ask for would be detrimental to your religion and faith if it were given to you. It's not necessarily true to say that the thing that we are asking for and is withheld from us is detrimental to our, you know, worldly affairs. You know, it might, you know, we might be asking to get married to a certain person. We might be praying to Allah that, oh Allah, you know, allow me to marry a certain person. Oh Allah, please help me get accepted into this college or into this school, right? But we don't know. Perhaps, right, by getting accepted into that school or marrying a certain person or befriending a certain person that we hope to, you know, it might be detrimental for us to our religion and our faith. And that's why Allah is preventing us from, you know, befriending the person. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reasons for delayed responses in our prayers in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, can you say hello to our sisters and brothers?
Hello. Salam alaikum.
Salam.
Salam,
salam.
How are you? Are you good?
And on behalf of them, I say alaikum assalam. Okay, inshallah. So our sisters and brothers, thank you so much for being with us, having this kind of classes. I mean, level one, and now we are, alhamdulillah, in level two. So in our previous sessions, we were talking about what? About silent letters, right?
Yeah.
So silent letters were so silent. During reading the words of the Quran and Kareem, they were so silent.
I mean, they are written, but when Mahdi looks at them, Mahdi wants to read them. But they say, please, please, no reading. Just go, skip me, okay?
Yeah, don't I'm tired, read don't read me.
Yeah, he is tired. So Mahdi tries to read them, but they deny it, okay? Please do not read me. So they were silent letters, and there were many cases for the silent letters that, alhamdulillah, we talked about some of them. Now as well, we will go and continue them, inshallah, and some more cases are left that we will talk about them, okay? Silent letters were those four letters, yes?
Yes,
wow, yes. Alif, Lam, Ya, which we made the word Wali.
Wali.
Yes?
Yes.
Wali. So these four letters are most of the times
silent.
Silent. So these silent letters, Wali letters, remember that Alif and Lam, sometimes they are silent. So once we have the silent letters, which are always silent, okay? And we have the silent letters which are not always silent letters. Sometimes they are silent letters. Yes? So about Alif Lam we talked a lot in Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata session, right?
Yes.
That Alif, the Hamzatul Wasl of Alif and Lam. That Alif or Hamza is Hamzatul Wasl, yes?
Yes.
So yeah. Sometimes it can be skipped. Sometimes, for example, when you start from the word having this Hamza, this Alif Lam, so the Alif or the Hamza, yes, Mahdi, it's not skipped. You read it. But when you join this word with the other word, so the Alif or the Hamza to Was will be joined, yes?
Yes.
Will be skipped. And then the Lam as well. When the Lam is followed by a Shamsi letter or Moon letter, the Lam will be skipped, yes? So in that case, it becomes a silent letter. Okay, Muhammad Yahya? That was easy. We learned it. Yes, Hadi?
Yeah? Yes.
Then, if the Lam is followed by a Moon letter or Qamari letter, it's not skipped. So, in that case, it's not silent letter.
Yes.
Yes.
If it is followed by a Sun letter, maybe I made a mistake there. A Sun letter, so it is skipped.
Yes.
Yeah? For example, we say, Ash-Shams il Lam.
Yes.
Skip silent letter. Not always. Okay, silent. It's that Alif and Lam. The Lam is not always silent letter. But if it is followed by a Shamsi letter or Sun letter, it is always silent. If it is followed by a Qamari letter or Moon letter, it's not always silent. Yes?
Yes.
You got it? So yes. It is pronounced with a sukun. But the Hamzatul Wasl, it has two cases. If you read the word starting with Hamzatul Wasl is not silent. But if you start from another word, a previous word, and you join those two words, the previous word with the word having Hamzatul Wasl, in this case, Hamzatul Wasl is skipped, it becomes a silent letter.
Like
Allama al-Qur'an. The Lam is not silent, al-Qur'an, but Alif or Hamzatul Wasl is skipped, it's silent. Yes, Mahdi?
Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an.
So that was Alif and Lam that we had to talk like later, but because we reminded it once, okay, we had studied it once in Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata session, so I just briefly reviewed them. So the silent letters we had when Waw, Alif, and Ya, they become or they are used as the base for the Hamza, right?
Yes.
So when Ya, Waw, Alif, they are used as the base for Hamza. You know Hamza, yes?
Yeah.
The letter Hamza produces an A sound. It is the counterpart of the letter A in English. Yeah? So Hamza looks like the head of Ayn, yes?
Hmm.
So this Hamza has two cases. Either it is used alone, either it's used alone. It just comes, okay, there, like the other letters. The second case, Muhammad Yahya, we talked about, it comes on the top of Alif. Yeah? It's so naughty. On the top of Waw, on the top of Ya. Or down the Ya or down the Aleph. So in this case, that alif, waw, ya, becomes silent.
Yes.
We talk about them, yes? So you just read the hamza. You don't read au or ai. The hamza and the ya the same time. The alif and the hamza the same time. Waw and hamza at the same time. No, only hamza. Remember this, okay?
Like fabi ayya.
Yeah, ayya ala. That is alif.
But we read it.
On the top of alif, there is a hamza.
خلق الإنسان.
خلق الإنسان. So that was about the first case.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Second case was when waw or ya is pronounced or changed to alif maddi. Yes? Like the word zakat, salat, yes?
Zakat.
Najawat. Like these words, for example.
Zakawat.
On the top of waw, there is a dagger alif. So when you see a dagger alif on the top of waw or on the top of ya, so remember that is not ya.
Yeah.
That must be pronounced as
like Yahya.
Yahya. Mm-hmm. Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi quwwa. Yeah? Wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya.
Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi quwwatin wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya.
So, this Yahya, ya, the last part. So there is a dagger left on the top of ya. And remember one more thing. When you want to say the letter ya, if it is pronounced as ya, it has two dots. But if it is pronounced as alif maddi, you don't see any dots.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the sign.
Like.
That helps you, yes, Hadi?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Alhamdulillah. That was the second case. The third case was when it is, the alif, yes? The alif of the plural form of the verb, yes? Dhahaba,
yes.
For example, dhahaba, dhahabu, there is one alif, yes?
Yes?
We said this alif is used for decorations like this thing, yes? Like Mahdi sometimes, how to say, fashion himself. And... So this alif is sometimes as well used, okay, to fashion that plural form of the verb.
Like,
yes, Yahya?
Yes.
Okay. So that was three cases that we talked. Now the fourth case. The fourth case is our today's
last
topic. Yes, Minhan Hussein?
Yeah.
So the fourth case is, remember Hadi, there are six words. Six words. How many words?
Six
words are there in the Quran that they have alif maddi. I mean, we have to produce an oo sound with them. Stretch the sound. So, Minhal Hussein, remember that there are six words in the Quran, okay? Having waw maddi. What was waw maddi, Mahdi? Do you remember? Waw maddi was?
Like, you have to make stretch.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you have
wah.
To stretch it.
Oh, we have to stretch the sound. Wa, was it wa? That was alif maddi. Wa, ah, sound.
Ah, yeah.
Ah is alif maddi. E is ya maddi.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, my God.
Wa.
Wa.
They all have different sounds.
Well, ooh. So, how did you know that this is wa maddi?
So, vowel opposite a dagger alif or before it the word that has wow. Yeah,
dhamma.
Yeah,
so there is a dhamma followed by a waw.
Yes.
But is the waw? The waw should be sakin then. So al dhamma, after dhamma there is a waw.
Yeah, it's no harakat.
So in this case, we have the dhamma produces the sound oo. There is a wall. This wall comes and says, stretch the sound. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. The like same case goes with Alif Maddi, Yai Maddi, Kasra, followed by Yai Sakin.
How do we know if the letter is actually like not pronounced? Like, is there a little sign on it?
We're talking about these cases. You gotta remember them.
So can you remember?
Yeah, the moon letters, sun letters. You remember them, yes?
Yeah.
And also, I said, the basis for Hamza, waw, alif, ya sometimes become the base for the Hamza. So in this case, you should remember this, okay? Memorize this. Remember that you got to pronounce the Hamza, not alif, waw, or ya. This is one way to remember them, okay? Okay, Mahdi? So you got to remember the rule, what the rule says. Second way, inshallah, we will say, there is also a sign, yes.
So can I say that? It's a circle.
There is a sign.
It's like a little circle.
Sign. It's a little circle. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
No, sir. Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Sir, but in this Quran, like, it's not the... Wow, it's the second things become blue.
So it helps you.
Yeah, and...
Some of the Qurans, yeah.
It's like... Yeah, you know.
Some of the Quran, I think they are, the tajweed rules, the reading and fluency rules are written there, okay? That means they have this one. That's good, okay? For the students who are like...
Sure.
There's like Alif is saken and it have a...
I will tell you. Yeah, sure. That is the sign. There are two types of that circle, okay? Two types of circle.
Yeah, but so this like the letters that don't be read sometimes, like Wali, yeah, like all of them are here. There's no other letter. They're all in gray. Like
the there is a sign. Great. In some Quran, the letters which are not pronounced, which are silent letters, they are
like they're in colors.
Colored in blue and gray. Yes.
Like this Quran.
Yes. Also sometimes blue, like any color. Sometimes
yeah.
It's colored.
Yeah. Osman Taha. So the ones which are published only with black color, so they don't have this. But you can still identify them by looking at different signs, like sukun signs. Circles are there, okay? But different circles. Yeah. That we will come to them, okay?
So one is like zero, and one is like
We'll take a break. After reciting the salawat and giving thanks to IRIB English Radio for this kind of Quranic sessions, in behalf of everyone, and maybe our brothers and sisters, they really thank IRIB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools network who hold this kind of sessions. May inshallah Allah Almighty reward them the reward of Jannah. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah we will be back.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. In this part, Imam alayhi salam talks about different events and happenings, but Imam says that he will not lose his hope and his expectation of pardoning, and that is because the love of Allah is still remaining through his heart. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. And then it continues saying ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي. Oh Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, if the people were all aware of my infamy and disgrace, if I'm ordered to proceed to hell, if you put a barrier between me and your pious servants, even then, even in these situations, I would not cease to have hope. Even then, this would not stop me from expecting your pardon, and this would not take away your love from my heart. And Imam talks about the reason. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I've not forgotten your bounties in the world. I've not forgotten how you covered for me in this world. So by having these two actions, by remembering the bounties of Allah and by remembering how he concealed our inactions, our misdeeds in the world, we can originate love in ourselves. And when love of Allah truly is in our hearts, it can never be gone easily.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Imam alayhi salam says that when I have the love of Allah, I should not yearn for anything else. That is why he continues and says, Sayyidi, akhrij hubba dunya min qalbi, right after this part. Brothers and sisters, we have learned from our traditions that looking at the face of Allah is a provision which Allah provides for whomsoever He wishes and He chooses from among His servants. But the servant must ask Allah to provide him such a provision together with its keys. Because when Allah provides any of the servants with a provision, He gives him through its doors and keys. Allah facilitates for him its causes and means. And the way to reach this kind of provision is to free the heart from every want, from every love, and from every worldly attachment. This stage is termed by the scholars as that of takhliya, or to empty the heart from every want and attachment to other than Allah. This is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying. Sayyidi, akhrij hubba dunya min qalbi. And after that, wajma' bayni wa bayna al-Mustafa wa alihi khiyaratika min khalqik. That is when I can be together with your prophet, with his progeny. After takhliya comes tahliya, which is the embellishment of the soul with good qualities. It is termed by the ulama in contrast to takhliya, because this step involves a positive meaning. It is referred to by Imam alayhi salam by saying, وَاجْمَعْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْمُصْطَفَى وَآلِهِ خِيَارَتِكَ مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. Brothers and sisters, our true hope is Allah's favor, and we must ask Allah for gaze upon His majestic face and His brilliant beauty after we have reached this state of tahliya. This is a goal which cannot be attained except by the chosen among the chosen ones, among whom Allah picks up for His nearness and His neighborhood. That is why Imam alayhi salam says, O Allah, make us among those whose habit is rejoicing in You and craving for You. This is the true meaning of love that we have been talked about for the last couple of episodes. So, let us now have a look at what we discussed up to now. In this part of the supplication, Imam saying that even if these most dreadful situations happen to me, I will not lose my hope because I have Your love in my heart. And why do I have Your love in my heart? Why is this kind of love permanent? Because أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي, I did not forget how You helped me in the world, and I did not forget how You concealed me, how You concealed for me, how You had protection for me in the world. وَسَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. And after that, Imam asks Allah for takhliya and tahliya afterwards. Sayyidi, أخرج حب الدنيا من قلبي, and then واجمع بيني وبين المصطفى. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.